His descendants, the Merovingians, had continued to take little bits of imperial territory until the year 486, when King Clovis, the old French word for Louis, felt himself strong enough to beat the Romans in the open. But his descendants were weak men, who left the affairs of state to their prime minister, the Major Domus, or Master of the Palace. Pepin the Short, the son of the famous Charles Martel, who succeeded his father as Master of the Palace, hardly knew how to handle the situation. His royal master was a devout theologian, without any interest in politics. Pepin asked the Pope for advice. The Pope, who was a practical person, answered that the power in the state belonged to him who was actually possessed of it. Pepin took the hint. He persuaded Childeric, the last of the Merovingians, to become a monk, and then made himself king with the approval of the other Germanic chieftains. But this did not satisfy the shrewd Pepin. He wanted to be something more than a barbarian chieftain. He staged an elaborate ceremony, at which Boniface, the great missionary of the European Northwest, anointed him, and made him a king by the grace of God. It was easy to slip those words, Dei Gratia, into the coronation service. It took almost 1,500 years to get them out again.